what is it that you trying to buy in Richard Harrell?
Who's your name?
Yeah, is that mixed up on your name here? I must have.
I'm Doug.
Doug?
Yeah.
Is your name?
And he's Mark.
Oh, yeah. And your last name is
Rieker.
Rieker. And the fellow who just left was, his name was Ryder.
Ryder?
Ryder. Doug Rieker and Mark Rieker. This is Richard Harrell. Of course, to make it Irish, it's Richard O'Harrell. Yeah, he says he's 100% English.
I am.
And now you want a flat top gun.
Yeah.
You know, we do these small jumps in a big way. About that much off?
Yeah.
Okay. When you go to school, Doug?
Lincoln.
Lincoln Junior High.
Yeah.
Oh yeah.
I remember when that he came to tennis for the night.
Going what?
You can't even listen to tennis shoes on your head right there.
Put these about standard,
Pardon?
Put these sideburns about standard here. Or if you like.
You want to leave
them? Well, you want a trace or an outline there, just a light trace left?
No.
Nope. Take them right off.
Yeah.
Okay. As my old daddy used to say, he was a barber, he used to say, the man in the chair is the boss. Please the boss, well, he'll hire you again. He says, turn the customer into the glass, he says. Work with the customer. Do it the way he wants it done. I remember another thing he used to say. He says, it's got to be cut in the back to suit the ladies. It's got to cut in front to suit the customer, but it's got to be cut in the back to suit the ladies. He insisted my brother and I learned barbering when we were just kids. The last thing on earth I ever wanted to do was be a barber. But he said, you get right in there and get to work. The time they come, I'll come in handy to you, you know. Well, it did. I got injured with a truck tire a number of years ago. I like people. That made me want to be a barber, and I like barbering now very much. I guess there isn't anything that you like better than barbering, isn't there, Brother Heinz?
No, I like it pretty well.
Doug, you live right near that eating house there where you turn on Central.
Yeah, that's my boss for a
second. Yes, you bet you may, Doug. You know George?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Now George gets his hair cut here.
What's probably short of not too much?
All right, Doc. Take it down a little more.
Wash the glasses.
Okay. We'll tell them just the specifications. Oh, the man in the chair is the boss. He's the one that's putting the bill. We want to do it the way you want it done. But after all, your pleasure and friendship is our treasure, boss.
Yeah, I like that.
You like that? Well, good. That's the way we like to do it, the way you like it. And that applies to everybody. Not only you, Doug, but everybody. The way we want to do it. You're sitting in one of these chairs, you're king for a day. You're the boss. You might notice a little Irish creeping out around here with me once in a while, Doug, you know. But I can't help that, Doug. My father was Irish, you know.
Where were you born at?
In Nebraska. In the county seat of Nebraska. County there is Cedar County, in Hardington, Nebraska, and that's my dad's barbershop there. That's my dad there in the middle. This big fellow on the end is one of my mother's brothers, uncle. And this fellow inserts here this a newspaper clipping with his picture. That's a cousin of mine. We just got it this Christmas. And he started his own shop in Lake Mills, Wisconsin. He called it Jim's Barbershop. We've often thought about naming this barbershop, you know. But we named this barbershop the Handy Barbershop, and that's all inclusive, you know.
Where is it taken at?
That was taken in Hardington, Nebraska. See those old-time mugs there? That was even before electricity. That was taken about the turn of the century. And my father had a shaft run along down along that back bar, and later...
Here he is, fine.
That's my father. And one of those chairs in there, one of those wooden chairs, He's been shipped out to Montana. And Harry Miller, my brother and Harry Miller, were partners in a barbershop down here on 29th Street, just across the tracks there, where the old Mallon East building used to be. They tore it down and put the Lee store in there.
That's, right by that, the old toy store.
Yeah, that's right. Uh-huh. And Harry took one of these chairs up to Virginia City, one of those wooden chairs.
I want two, two horses and one.
That was the voice of Eileen that you just heard. Eileen's beauty shop is right in the back here, right down the same hall. We use the same hallway.
Yeah, 25.
This is Doug Reacher, Eileen.
How do you do, Doug?
What?
Take
by what? Pardon? Did you marry?
Yeah, see, that's getting about where you think you want it, isn't it? Good.
You let me see.
Hi?
Now, what about that chair that your brother, whatever it was, cousin, took up that?
Oh, my brother brought them up here to Billings. There were two of those old wooden chairs. They're really antiques. And he had them stored here. Hello. How are you?
Hi. Mark, there's your girlfriend.
You got in trouble with Richard. Oh, hello. They're not terrible.
My dad and sister? Yes, sister.
Make him get out here and go to work. He's loafing on the job. I tell you what we'll do is shut the door off and let's look at this. Yeah. And he packs out here and we shut the door off. Come on, get out here. Well, come on, you're going to be hiding out of us.
I think you're wearing your overboot in here.
Huh?
I think you're wearing your overboot.
Come on, get out here on the job. Come on, get out here on the job. Come on here. You've got to sleep on the job.
Don't sleep on the job.
That's all right. Stir him up. Give it all the work for the women to do.
What's he doing back there?
Well, you never know what he's doing. He might stifle himself back there, you know. And now he's just hiding out.
Yes, sir. I think this is my brother there.
Oh, yeah, that's right. I recall now. That's right. I recall when you were in before. Richard Harold, somebody wants a shoe shine, front and center. better, that's all. He's got three sisters.
Three sisters, and he's the only boy?
The only boy.
Only boy.
I believe it.
He won't give me back the
room. Good.
In fact, I'm all for it. We'll let you do it. We're running a check today, taking a poll. Yeah? And we're glad all of you folks qualified. We're taking a poll, a mental check we're running. A poll of the hardy ones, you know. Just the hardy ones get out today.
Well, the hardy don't get out of it.
So we're glad you're all hale, hearty, and healthy. We trust happy. So this is a handy, happy barbershop. There you are. Hey, where'd he go? There you are. You notice that satisfied look on Delano's face. I think he must just come from the muscle loader.
I did see you over the other day.
Mark is kind of a little fella, all right. He might get sucked up in there. When we open this container, you know, first of every month, we let the little fellas out. Only to get sucked up in that suction.
And he has got two on the board, 3 8 4.
Thank you.
comes in don't have to wait.
So that's our courtesy sign. Courtesy to the customers.
Well, we put it back up in there. Is somebody already?
That's right, honey. That's right.
If I do my son do that, son
is good. Now, I don't know what to think. A shoeshine man is goofing off here on a Saturday.
Are you looking shoeshine?
Front and center, Richard!
Yes, he's got the biggest spiky out here. I only have one shoe chain. Guess all I have to do is rush off if he didn't get no pay.
You got a half a job.
From the beauty shop right down the hall.
Who are you, sir?
This is Delmo Johnson in the chair, Betty.
Hi. You lost your mind?
Still have opening down there at San Diego Zoo for another feeder.
Yeah.
Like he didn't know anything about being around them. He couldn't protect himself a little bit or something. That's not the way to face this unemployment deal. That'll kill him off.
I missed out on the conversation there, Donald.
Well, you just got to get the deal up there, so. I sent you to a railroad job.
Who was it?
The fellow got killed there, Sam. He wouldn't do it.
Oh. He was one of the keepers?
Yeah. Put a good work on him, don't. Handle with those letters. That's such a surprise attack. Of course, then we're all the fast
anyway. Well, he must have just run out there and just got married.
Just leave right at him. Twice as fast as you know him.
Panther probably did it for fun. Exercise. Okay, honey, you got your broom. That's good. I don't know what happened to the other broom.
Oh, Richard won't tell me.
He took the broom, did he?
Yeah.
I think the other one would work a little better.
Well,
in the store. He's not for business. He's moving him off right now.
I'll be
right back. Okay. He's got to take care of business in there. I think you better stay out of that back room. Somebody else doing your work out here now. There's a bunch over here with the door. A man waiting for a shoe shine. And you're goofing off. Yeah, I'm pretty good, Delmo.
It was a little hurt.
Yeah. Okay, buddy. Hi.
Well, hi.
Come right in, buddy. You're right on deck.
Well,
just perfect timing.
What a change, John.
You must be living right here.
I think I must be changing.
This is get your shoes shined or you get your hair cut.
Well, at least don't count, man.
I knew I was safe and sane, that was out of fence. Yeah. You see, we wouldn't want to force anybody to do anything unless they wanted it done.
Well, what you want to do is just plan it in their minds and let them make their own idea.
There you are. That's right. That's the art.
Well, the street sneak up on Subby and say something like, well, why don't we shine your shoes?
Well, there's a good tip, Richard. Sneak up on a Subby. Why don't we shine your shoes? That's a good approach. Remember, use that.
Hey, that's a nice little picture there.
You mean your friendship and treasure box? Yeah, I noticed the proportions on those characters too. Arlo Coop really did his stuff there.
See here? This deal here goes over here.
It's just left, huh?
Okay.
leave anybody out on the laps here, brother.
When are you going to fill out with water again?
See, here's Happy Hines there. See, his proportions are all the artist. He notices everything, see? He noticed certain things about me, too, so he put it where it belongs.
Yeah.
Now, I can't recall your name right now.
Fisher.
Your first name?
Ray.
Ray Fisher.
Yeah.
Jim Carmack is mine.
I know you, Jim.
Happy Hines working on you there, and this is Delano Thompson. Over here, the next chair.
Very good.
With you, Shine Lamb, Richard Harrell.
We just moved in this neighborhood about 3 weeks ago.
Well, good. We surely welcome you. Oh, yes, over to, over to Muzzleloader.
Yeah.
And will you tell me George's last name again?
Lundeen.
George Lundeen at the Muzzleloader. You know, he runs a good cafe there.
They call him Junior.
Call him Junior, yeah.
Onion.
I like the shrimp at the Muzzleloader.
You like the shrimp at the Muzzleloader. Well, I like to eat at the Muzzleloader. George Lundeen liked Delano Johnson's haircut here, and... So he came over and he wanted one just like it. Well, his hair is a little soft for that, but we can try anyway. Some people's hair is stiff and some is fine or soft. Just as many difference in hair, I suppose, than our people.
Dad off today on the trip down that way.
He was telling you that the plans are going and everything. There seemed to be a little problem about the dog. I suggested that he have Jim bring the dog by here and we keep her until after school. Well, that'll make a nice trip for them. Your mother went to?
Mm-hmm.
Now, you and Jim are the bachelor boys now.
Bottle workers.
I think now I'll check with George Lundeen, the muscle over. See if he doesn't have a... I tell him I know a couple boys that are getting all practiced up. Oh, that is a good place to be.
Well, this man over here, he was the same part of the country I was around home. Thank you.
job there, Bonnie. What grade are you in, Bonnie?
Third.
Third grade. Uh-huh. Where do you go to school?
Washington.
Washington School. That isn't far from here, is it? You got a mighty sweet little girl, Mrs. Clark.
Oh, thank you.
She likes to come into the handy barber shop.
We
like
to
have
here.
Well, we're trying to have a cheerful place here. So he said, goodbye, Happy. Goodbye, Jim.
Yeah. Well, we get to meet the little people like that to know their mother's going into the beauty shop right down the hall. And I was so amused. Ted Haverland was here one evening. Get a haircut. It was just a little while before 6. He came in and he also wanted me to go the next day or that evening up to the hospital to cut his father's hair. And while he was sitting there, lady came in, or just came by going to the beauty shop down to Eileen's, and just paused over the door, and her little girl came in and climbed up on Ted's lap. He's just sitting there, and she thanks the door. He just grinned, and I didn't know. But what they were acquainted didn't know us, or he said, no, he'd never seen them before. Just a friendly atmosphere.
Well, my little girl wouldn't do that if her life came on. She's different. She's very reserved.
Okay,
Ted has one of those, one of those faces, you know, that some people have, you know, just an open, he smiles and it's just all over, you know. I suppose that affects children too.
Well, his little girl's probably an outgoing little person too.
Yeah, yeah, they're, you mean as like the introvert or extrovert type?
She's probably an extrovert.
Yeah, uh-huh. Could be, we're talking to the man who's taking the Dale Carnegie course here, fellow.
I think probably I've been around here.
Makes the difference?
Yeah, the humidity and the heat.
Yeah, oh, yeah. Wow. Tremendous. I heard 55.
Well, I wonder how much difference it makes to you lower after it gets down past 25.
I don't think it's too awful much.
See, if you after zero, you're about 20, I think it's true. They were first and then somewhere in my home.
For coal?
Thank you.
spoke of your company, Mr. Fisher. What company are you at?
On the wall.
Oh, yeah. Locally here, it used to be Yale Oil.
Yeah. Carter bought out in 1944.
We surely appreciate you coming in. Hope you like us. Come back.
From here on out, you'll probably see quite a bit of it. This is pretty convenient.
Hi. Come right in. It's about perfect timing.
And it's a lot
farther. Is that close to that?
Yes, sir. You must be living right. We're running a mental check today on policy come in. We're just seeing who the hardy ones are. Because nobody would come in today unless they were the hardy ones.
That's right. Putting this indeed off so long, I'm afraid I'll get some window when I do get it cheered up.
You want to remember us, because if you need saving, you'll know who to call on someday.
That's right.
I'm not sure we're hardy. Maybe we're just not very bright.
Well, after all, your friendship is our treasure, Mark. Now, this is Happy Hines here on this end. And over here, it looks at Jim Carmack. That happens to be me. And your name is?
Paul Perry.
Paul Perry. I know you, Paul. Ms. Demo Johnson in this chair. Mr. Fisher in the other chair.
Hello.
A shoeshine man over here, Richard Harrell. Now, Orville Coop fixed that up for us and brought it up here quite a surprise. Yes, Honey, hi there. Good to see you again. Somebody in and get comfortable. Won't be long at all. See, don't know. I guess that's
one more time.
You're right on deck here, Mr. Perry, if you want to be. Just like that, you know. Tighten the pores of your scalp so you won't take cold.
Well, I'll tell you, I don't care how drowsy you get inside. This weather makes you pop around when you get out.
Is that all right to tighten the pores?
Good luck to get the cold.
Now, as the Indian says, off power.
Just kind of leave that bump covered, if you will. There's a pump back there.
Well, we specialize in cutting it the way you want it done.
And it can be a little somewhere short on the sides. I don't care about that.
I appreciate the tip off, and we'll leave it covered. You know, my daddy was a barber, and he used to say, turn in the glass, work with the customer.
Well,
the man that shares the boss.
You use your own judgment. I wouldn't know if that's right or not, except
he says
it's a little cold when it gets
bare. He's trying to suit the customer, but he says it's got to be cutting back to suit the ladies. So And all the ladies like to have those bumps covered. So we specialize in that for quite some time.
Yeah, I don't care if it's pretty short of a long hearing.
Oh, that's all.
The phone's a little better if it is, but I.
Okay.
I'm pretty sure all around if that bump is covered. So. I guess it's going to get a hell of a lot shorter than the way it looks here on top.
Yeah, my dad is a barber. He insisted, my brother and I learned when we were just kids. I remember some of the things he used to say. Turn the man into glass. He said, work with him. If you cut it in front the way the customer wants it done, but always remember it's got to be smooth in the back. It's got to be cut in the back to suit the ladies. And I've heard women say, well, you've got it too close to the back. It looks good, but it's too close to the back. Well, so that's our problem, was to cut it in the back so it's smooth. And if there's a wrinkle or anything, why, well, leave that covered. And from any way you look at it, side or back, if it doesn't show, well, that's the way it's desirable. So it takes a little artwork to do that sometimes.
Yeah,
but it's worth the try.
Well, I'll see you again.
You bet. That's another thing, Brother Fisher. Will do. You know, they say this is a handy barber shop, and we hope it's a happy barber shop.
You don't know what's handy to me.
We're trying to have a cheerful attitude right
here.
Yeah, now. Adios.
Self-service deal next door is kind of busy today too, isn't it?
Yeah, going right along.
Wondering how my timing was going to be for that.
We'll have you out within the cycle, or we'll put the bed.
Well, that's the first. I imagine they'll yank it out of there. It's just in the dryer.
What line of work is your fault?
I'll say a winner. I think I am. I work for a silver and china company.
I worked, I followed selling for 5 years, and I think I've made a similar statement to yours a number of times.
Pardon?
I think I've made a similar statement.
Yeah.
Well, you see, I believe you are a salesman. As long as you keep the other people thinking that, and you think that, it works.
You know, there's times when you get pretty doubtful.
This is the honest man's approach. Well, I'm filling on you all the more. You live right in Dunn's, Paul?
Yeah, since 47.
Oh, yeah.
I live over here in Ontario. Down the 700 block. So I trade quite a lot over here with Harry.
Uh-huh.
In fact, I worked for Harry for a while. And while I was out of town for about a year and a half, I worked up the auto in his Van Dyke store up there.
Yeah, uh-huh. Oh, he's a good store man. Yeah.
I decided I wanted to quit traveling, so I took a hold of that, and then just when I got real interested, they sold it. And I moved back to Orange and went back to traveling. Well, I sure let her drill this trip. More than I intended.
You want it shaded out on the sides a little bit?
Yeah. It's pretty bushy down there, and it's hard to hang a comb on it. It's not been down pretty well.
Well, you
want to
shave it off and
then
put it back in?
You probably know Wayne Lucy, don't you?
Oh, yeah.
I almost cut my hair for France all the time. looked after the brothers and was on this deal. Make sure there's something left to cut. I believe. Actually, everybody I know has got something left on the side.
Got a lot more on top than I have so far.
Well, but it's not going to be there at all. My dad's got more here, hasn't he?
Has he ever gone to?
Well, right now he's doing great calls and stuff. Mm-hmm.
What kind of china?
Princess.
Home stores and
nope, I'm in direct service.
Home. Home. Enterprise, capital system, proven to be the best. Wherever they tried anything else, they've gone to ruin. More ways than one.
Yes. One time for 2 years, and then another company that I realized I had a pretty good company to work for.
Well, sometimes we get a little too close to a tree to see the woods.
That's right.
We have to get a little perspective by getting away from something for a little while.
I don't know what you're doing to it, but I kind of like the looks of it.
Some of those tricks of cutting hair were learned the practical way. That's my father there.
this old time barber shop. The big fellow on the end is one of my uncles, not remember the other barber's name. This fellow here, Jimmy Woodsby, cousin, he just started up a new shop of his own in Lake Mills, Wisconsin. He's been driving to Madison, and he got tired of driving, so he started doing things out there in his hometown. The old back bar, the old time mugs.
You don't look like that anymore, do you?
The old lights. Well, I'll show you something else. I'll show you the pair of brown and sharp hand clippers that my daddy gave me starting me out teaching me the barber.
My daddy used to use those on that kid.
Yeah? The electricity go off while we know how to finish the oven.
That was a lot of hair.
And then we used to, you know, when we were using hand clippers, we did lots more scissor work. We stand and scissor, all day long. This little scissor work we're doing here sort of comes natural. My daddy used to say that a head of hair should look like it was combed, whether it's combed or not. That's a good haircut, he says. You cut it so it looks like it's combed. Well, we can try it, but I know you're
not. I've got a kid that I'm going to have to send up here some of these days. I can ever find that one.
Well, do that. We'd love to have it.
Going to be small feet haircuts. Looks all right when it's home, but when he's. He didn't take too good care of it. It looks like the devil.
We'll try to cut it for him.
Well, I don't know whether I can ever talk him into it or not. He thinks it's pretty good, and his mother and I, of course, don't like him.
About what age, I think? 19.
19.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, by 15, you know, he wears his tooth and all. I never had any trouble with that, but he keeps his foot right on the face. They always look me.
Very independent age.
Yeah, they're just a little more so than they will be later on because they're been independent too long and they have to carry a little chip on their shoulders. I guess we did too.
Yes, we did. I did. The barbering was the last thing on earth that I ever wanted to do. My dad said, you get right in there and get to work. Sometimes someone come in handy to you to know. Well, now I'm thankful that I followed other kinds of work, sales work, construction work. I contracted for 7 years, cement work, did a lot of heavy, hard work. Got my back injured, truck tire got the best of me, threw a twist in my spine, I should have turned loose. After being knocked out for more than a year, children have to eat, you know. They're all going out, nothing coming in, you know. You get you down. Well, I got to where I was willing to barber. Now I like it. I like people. Been at it for quite a while steady now. Like it real well. And you like your business for a while. You see, you're accustomed to it. You know what you're doing. You can handle your salespeople. You can give them the information that they're needing, and you give a little pep talk once in a while, and you've done that enough, and no matter how you're feeling yourself, it's not a matter of feeling, it's a matter of getting the job done.
Yeah.
So you go at it through faith. You know they'll get results. You get out and make the calls and the contacts and present the merchandise. So regardless of how you feel, you go out of the territory, they don't know how you feel inwardly.
Well, that is from there, about 98% of it.
I believe it.
Isn't that my mental attitude to sweat, I guess.
Yeah. Well, it has to be a little of that. That elbow grease, you know, that's very important to make things work. I believe she'll let you in, huh, Paul? Maybe just a little more touch here in the back, a little down.
you wouldn't have seen it here exactly.
Excuse me. What is it?
That's something else you would have seen a few years back in the chart on men's hairstyle.
Oh, that's right. Oh, everything right up to minute around here. Yes, ma'am. Well, it was bunched quite a bit here, and we've taken that bunch part off, but I think that's about all of
it. Yeah, it grows everywhere before it was grew.
It gets cold up there.